experiencing this one to initiate you. Yeah, very nice. Very interesting.
Mama, I was asking about you. Mama, we come and have Mama Kao.
I know.
Thank you very much, Chair.
We, with the DJ, DJ is getting the team, and DJ is getting the team. I think the faces by now are very friendly as we do. The water and foundation family. As you said, Chair, the presentation will be done by the actual DJ, and you will tell us too. And it deals with first quarter performance information report for the 2014-2016 financial year. And I think DJ will introduce your team and also go through the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. Honourable members, good morning. I could just introduce the team that I have with me. I brought my GDGs down with me, but I'll just go up the table and just introduce them as they seated GDGs and the two CFOs. First of all, myself, Trevor Barter, Acting DG, on my immediate left, Shorty Monica from my office, as one of the portfolio committee liaison, CFO Ntabise Mfundo-Kubi, DGG Infrastructure, Zandile Mate, just beyond Zandile Mate. Could you just acknowledge as I introduce you, please? Beyond Zandile Mate, Lindy Wendersinger, DDG International, Neil Singh, DDG Regulations. I've got Tana Moema, who's a, advisor in the office of the minister. I'm Paul Moffat King, CFO of a trading account. Deborah Machukli, DDG Planning and Information. Swai Mafunga, I can't see down the table then. Swai Mafunga, DDG Corporate Services, and I've got Joy Ladler, the parliamentary officer from Minister's Office, sitting behind me, in the white top on Babawa Manyaka Nyaka, who's responsible for my disadvantages and monitoring. Immediately after my left shows, I'm just going to introduce her to Mauritian from Research and Deputy Minister's Office. I'm coming, everyone. So, Chair, that's the team I have with me. Chair, just before then into the first quarter reports, what you did ask us at the previous meeting, if we could just reflect on the question that had been asked as of the previous meeting. I don't know how you want me to handle it, but I've got sets of responses, which I have also prepared in written form for both the meeting which took place on the 20th of August and the one on the 3rd of September. I can hand those over to you in the written form. I can just briefly touch on the issues that were raised at those last two meetings. The way I prepared those responses...
You can just ask them through and then get through the phone.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Chair, that helps. Thank you very much, Chair. Then performance report, this performance report, which you've got a hard copy in front of you. Would you mind if I put my jacket up there? Which you have hard copy in front of you. It goes to about 125 pages. And I will see you, and I will do the introductory part. And then I think the two CFOs is to talk to the expenditure patterns. And then we can, in terms of the main body of the report on the non-financial performance, we can just run through those items, focusing maybe on those areas which are indicated as areas reflecting non-achievements, in other words, the red areas. So the report is in three parts, part one being the summary of the department's performance, then the main account performance, and then part two, the water trading account performance. If we go on to slide 5, we just indicate there by way of a pie diagram the overall analysis of the quarter one performance on the main account, and you'll see I've got the key at the bottom of the slide in terms of the achievements, the lighter green being 100% achieved, and the darker green indicating where we might have overachieved on a particular target. The yellow is anything which is measured as achieved or partially achieved between a figure of 50% and 99%. In terms of the way, and then underachieved is anything, or not achieved is anything under 50%. With regard to the way the Auditor General measures our achievement, they use a binary system. and it's either a 1 or a 0. If you achieve, you get a 1. If you don't achieve, you get a 0. So there's nothing in between. But in the way we reflect it in our report, we do reflect those areas, and they also don't reflect an overachievement. It's just a 1 or a 0. That's the way the Auditor General handles it. And looking at the main account, in 35% of our targets we've achieved, in 21% of our targets we have overachieved, in 28% of our targets they partially achieved, so we still have opportunity to address those issues, and then the not achieved is in 16%. And both the not achieved and the partially achieved, we still have the balance of the financial year to catch up and be able to achieve those targets. So they are listed there, and you see them on the pie diagram as potential areas for risk. So the managers who are here with me have all had to prepare what we call in the department recovery plans to make sure that we get back on target. And when we do the second quarter report, and that second quarter reporting period ends at the end of this month, it's up to the 30th of September, and when we do the second quarter report, we would anticipate seeing that there's a shift in terms of partially and the not achieved. So on page, on the slide 6, I just indicate those on a bar chart, where I then look at the achievements and the non-achievements in terms of the 5 programs of the budget. And you recall when we briefed you last week on the on the way the budget is put together and the way we get to our AVP, I indicated that currently we're working on a 5 program budget, and that runs through from admin, border sector management, regions, regulation, and international. And if you have a look at those two, five areas, you'll see the second bar from the left-hand side, water sector management, is the one program that is achieving the best at the moment, where there's 72% achievement and a 14% not achieved. So that's a program in particular is performing ahead of itself at the moment. And we will have recovery plans in place for the other three programs, the regions, regulation, and international. If I then move on to the slide 7, Chair, on the water trading entity. The water trading entity, likewise, we've depicted that on a pie diagram. Same key that we use there, where we've got 19% achieved, we've got 12% overachieved, 32% partially achieved, and 27%, which is still under, but 50%, which is not achieved. And that 27% is the area where we will be putting DNG infrastructure as prepared a recovery plan, and that will be part of the discussions which we have with the Minister this coming week, Monday, when we deal with the major infrastructure program, where that recovery plan will be dealt with in detail. Slide 8, we then indicate in the same way on a bar chart where we break down the water trading entity into the 3 main programs. It's around admin, infrastructure, and around the regions. And I will then move on to slide 10 and deal with the performance, financial performance. And at this point, Chair, if you wouldn't mind, if I could hand over to my CFO, main account, to do the input on the expenditure, the financial part.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. Going through the financial position of the department for the first quarter, we are currently sitting at 11%. With the 6th program that has already been alluded to in terms of the budget structure. For the first quarter, we're sitting at 11%, and that slide is indicating also the projection in terms of towards the end of the financial year, where we are projecting to be spending the 100%. Next slide is breaking down in terms of the program itself. Program one being the administration. We have currently spent 167, which reflects 15% of the total budget of the department. Program two, which is the water sector, with a budget of 597, we have spent 15% of it. And program three, which is the augmentation that we do from the main account, it's 2.9 billion, and we are sitting at 16%. Program four, which is the bulk of the budget of the department, it covers more than 50% of the budget, which is 7.7 billion versus 12.4 billion. We are sitting there at 8%, and this program is more driven by the project, the regional bulk infrastructure project, the municipal water infrastructure, as well as the AC. And this is in the project planning, and therefore, in terms of spending, it's not quick spending in the first month of the financial year. Program five, we are sitting at 15%. We have spent the budget of 18.5 million against 1.15 million. And program six is our international water corporation. It's sitting at 19%. And the next slide is just mainly indicating in terms of the budget of 12.4 that we have. The budget that is mainly on operations, that is on voted funds, is only 26% of the total budget. The bulk of the budget, which is including the regional bulk and also all the other transfers, it's 74.4%. So meaning that in terms of playing around, we have little to fund because the bulk of the budget is earmarked for that particular, and also the augmentation of the budget that we are transferring to the water trading account is also included in that budget. There are various reasons that has caused us to be sitting at 11%. During the first quarter of the financial year, the department was in the process of implementing the new structure, and therefore it affects the budget goals of the department. Therefore, the spending was slow because the expenditure could not go through the old structure that was there. But it has eventually now been corrected. The spending will move and show the impact in terms of the next quarters to come. And one of the reasons that was that is impacting on the low spending is the issue of the invoices that are coming from Department of Public Works, which needs to come to the department. We have made some engagement with the relevant department to ensure that the invoices come to the department on time. So those were some of the reasons that has caused the delay. However, we have put the mitigations and the recovery plan in place to ensure that all the invoices are being processed on time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chair. If I could then move on to slide 13 onwards and ask CFO Water Trading Accounts to talk to that one.
Thank you, Chair and members. I think from our application or capital project, based on our cash flow, we managed to spend the 6%, which is the amount we spent in the first quarter. However, there are various explanations for each and every project. The first project that we have on top there is the phase 2A to work, which is currently in terms of the spending. We are overspending, which is doing well in that project because we need to complete the whole project of work. Whereas on the BDS, which is the bulk distribution, we can't refer you on one project, one phase, which is phase 2C, but 2B and 2D is not yet up to speed as we speak today. There are some other reasons, both from supply chain and other processes that we're dealing with the GTA. All the two projects, the bulk distribution, 2BI, as well as Sanin, as well as Manitua, all the projects for the first quarter, we didn't project to spend anything. It will only be in the third quarter that we're going to spend it there. On the dam safety, there were problems of delays in the violation of the PSP, and on the St. William stage, sort of the delay on the PSP, and the Mokolo crocodile phase one, we didn't have anything for the first quarter. Then Mokolo crocodile river water phase two, we couldn't move on that project. We're still talking to Treasury as well as TCDA to continue on that project. On the Hazelmere dam, we went out on tender. That tender was cancelled because at the time we didn't have enough funding, and we had to go again for the second time. As we speak now, that tender is on the stage of finalization of evaluation. In the next month, we should be already having appointed the company. Lua distribution Mopane, that one is moving quite well, and the rest of the ERP is moving quite well. The ERP chair is the one that we is a system that we are implementing, upgrading from financial system. So there we're doing our overstaying because we need to come to implementation by 1st of April next year. And the rest, I think, Chair, is the office support and the management. I think, Chair, I've already covered the reasons on the next slide, which I've already covered them. We do have shown the action plan for the remainder of the year to say how are we going to fast-track and ensure that we still be in line with our budget. It must be noted, however, that there might be some savings or some understanding which will have to be prioritized as we go back to the party. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, so you've just given there the action plan to bring us back on that budget. Are you not going to talk to us?
I don't know what I should, because what we are saying there is that the first one on the work is almost, it requires some money, so we'll be shifting money from the other programs to complete the work. On the work to we say we're going to utilize the money to purchase the pipes and other on the issue of the tender, and we will definitely finalize the issue of appointing 68 as the implementing agent. And on the work, there was no projection, I fully accounted for that. All the things that are going to happen in the third quarter, and on the dual phase Manitua also, that one didn't plan anything for first quarter and second quarter. And on the dam safety, only now we've finalized the appointment of the PSC, which we do have a care contract for PSC, but now we have finalized it, just because some delays there. On the water resource, also that one, we've also completed the PSP appointment. We are moving on that particular front. I've already responded to the rest of the chair, as I was explaining.
Thank you. Okay, then we'll move to slides 18 onwards. What we've done there under those particular slides, we've just indicated the number of indicators. Those are the program performance indicators, as referenced in the APP. Given the tabular form by program, indicating the number of PBIs that are overachieved, and we show those in the left-hand column, the dark green, those that are achieved, the PPIs achieved in the lighter green, the partially achieved, the number of PPIs in each of the programs with a partially achieved, and those that are not achieved in red on the right-hand side. And what I will do then, Chair, I will move on to slides 23, and then go through each of those programs and just focus on the red zone, if that's okay with you. So I will then move on to slide 23, which is the non-achievement in the program one, and the PPI there is the percentage of vacancy rate for engineers and scientists, and currently we're under there by 2%, and what we're doing at the moment is absorbing what we call the GTs, those are the graduate trainees, into the organization, and each week I'm having submissions made to me for the absorption of graduate trainees as they come from our learning academy. If I could just ask Mr. Mahlangu just to reflect on that quickly, please, if I may, Chair.
Honourable members, the usual program on appointment of an engineer that has been always key and the certain ranges that people when come into the department are a problem. But we said in the last meeting that we had, we have these trainees that we are seeing in the department on a regular basis. We could have absorbed, we're planning to absorb 15, but two of them have not received the final certification, so we could only absorb 20 in the staff. We're hoping that the two that did not get the certificate will probably get them and can then increase the number of students that will absorb in the second course.
Thanks, Mark. Then, Chair, moving on to page 25, the PPI 5B there, which is in the red zone, that's the one which relates to expenditure, which the CFO covered when she dealt with the current expenditure sitting at this particular item is sitting at 9%, but you'll see under each of the items we've got an under expenditure on the budget. So she's given the reasons of what we're going to do to recover on that one. Moving then to page 27, we then just indicate there the expenditure by sub-program on a quarterly basis, and that will take you up, roll you up to the figures that the CFO referred to on page 12. So those individual items roll back up to page 12. If I just take you back, and I won't do it going forward, if you go back to page 12, the first line you'll see administration, the budget spent is 16%. If you go to page 27, you'll see it broken down by sub-program, and the amount spent on aggregate is 16% there as well. We then move on to slide, from slide 39 onwards, and this is the sub-program water sector management, which is the one that I indicated is performing the best out of our programs in the department. There is one item on page 31, the percentage completion of the establishment of the National Water Infrastructure Agency, not achieved. Chair, that one will stay a bit because in terms of the directive, the political directive that we've been given by the minister, we will not be moving forward on the establishment of the agency. We will have to deal with that in terms of the way we adjust the APP. But that one is no recovery plan in terms of that arrangement. There will be a different institutional model which we'll be looking at in terms of dealing with that using our current institutions. So that's the item on page 31, PPI number 11. If we then move through Chair to page 41, Water Ecosystem Subprogram, as PPI 28, there was a target of 35% in terms of the completion of integrated water quality management strategy. Water 1 achievement is only 10%. There's reasons given there for the various, and I would just ask Deborah to speak to both that one and PPI 29, if I could just touch on very quickly. Is PPI 29 is the number of river systems determined with resource quality objectives where we haven't achieved the target there as well. So if DGNI, Deborah Machorty, can just come in on to those two PPIs, 28 and 29. That's on page 41 of the slide.
Thank you. Thank you, DG. The first one is on the integrated water resource quality, sorry, integrated water quality strategy that we couldn't finalize because at the time of this thing, we were looking forward to be able to implement a structure where certain personnel were to move into this particular chief directorate to assist us with the development of the integrated water, integrated water quality strategy. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. However, we have engaged and we think that we will rush in a particular manner to be able to cover the lost time. The second one has to do with the resource quality objectives and the classification of our sources. There are two things that have happened that made it difficult for us to meet the targets. The first reason being that the vast system is large, and we had not anticipated that part of the world will actually have an impact on the part that was supposed to have been where we would have moved with the RQOs. RQOs are resource quality objectives, in other words, that gives us an indication of what is it that we can that can be allowed in a particular class of a river. Over and above that, we also had some legal issues in that we all along were gazetting both the class of the resource and the resource quality objectives. However, the latest from the legal fraternity is that we cannot do that. We have to first gazette the class, go through an entire process of public stakeholder engagement, thereafter the resource quality objectives. So we are now gazetting them separately. So that contributed to part of the delay. But we're doing our best to recover those time.
Thanks, Deputy Deborah. Chair, we've used acronyms in this presentation which are the same acronyms which we use in the APP, and I haven't elucidated on what the acronyms are because one reads this together with the APP, and they're listed in the APP. So RQOs are the resource quality objectives. If you have a look at PDI 29, and the DBAC is the Departmental Bid Adjudication Committee. And I'll try and, as we go through, I'll just make sure that we understand what the acronyms are. If we can then move to page 42, 42 once again just indicates the expenditure 15%, and as I indicated earlier on, if you refer that back to page 12, you'll see the 15% by program is then rolled up into the one line under program 2. Moving then on to program 4, and Chair, you might find it odd that we missed out on program 3. Program 3 relates to the augmentation into the trading account, so I'll deal with the trading account at the end of the main account presentations. So moving on from slide 43, looking at the regional implementation and support and the particular areas where we are red zones. Page 58 is the percentage of interventions made to prevent water supply, water quality, and effluent quality incidents. We should be at 100% there. And I will just ask Neil Singh, DG Neil Singh, just to record on that red line there.
Chair, good morning, honourable members. Thank you, King DG. The interventions that we are made, I think you will experience that next week or part of it in the Maribeng oversight visit. I think we can do a lot more going forward to improve the overall water quality of but I think that what we are trying to do now is a continuous program to ensure overall water quality and that the communities are not adversely affected by contamination. So I think we'll be able to elaborate on that, but I think we can certainly do more on that aspect. Thank you.
Okay, then moving to page 63, that's PPI 49, that's the percentage completion on the footprint of the measures in the Eastern Basin. That relates to the acid mine drainage problem project in the Vibartis Rond area. And a principal reason for us being behind this program there, I always come to this one. We're at 10% in quarter three against a rejected 30%, and that was a delay in us appointing the contract until such time as we had approval from National Treasury in terms of the funding mechanism. And this project here has been funded off budget through TCTA on the basis of the loan funding which they have in place for the augmentation of the Vibartis system. Moving down onto EPI 50A, that's on page 63, the environmental impact assessment. Chair, that's related also to the A and D, and that relates to the long-term solution. Also was delayed until such time as we had the funding in place. So we will fast-track that in getting a proposed directive to be issued by the minister to carry out with that, carry on with that EIA. I must say, we will put a proposal to the minister. It's not with the minister. It's still in joint with my office. Moving to page 64, PPI 52. Our target, that's the item on the proposal for an environmental levy for the mining sector. While that target appears in my APP, the lead department in terms of dealing with the environmental levy is the Department of National Treasury, and there were some delays in convening the project steering committee, so there's been no progress in the first quarter on dealing with that the environmental levy. The inauguration meeting only took place on the 25th of June, and the next engagement the report on in terms of the second quarter, which while this report says the next engagement will be in August, and that's in terms of our second quarter. So it is now up and running, and in the first quarter there was a 0% reflected there. And see, that's also part of the AFD project, where the decision by government when they approved the measures to deal with AMD in the Vibartis-Rond Basin, one of the directives or resolutions by cabinet at the time was that we had to investigate the option of an environmental levy for the mining sector. And this is one of the tools or one of the measures that could be put in place in terms of making sure that we get to a point where the mines would pay for the damage that they do to the environment. And that is being led by National Treasury. The page 65, likewise, the expenditure by sub-program rolls up into the summary that was given by the CFO on page 12. If we move then on to program 5, water sector regulation, from slide 67 onwards, and I will just go to the red zone, which is slide 72. As a number of water users monitored for compliance with regard to the stream flow reduction activities. And I would ask Lili Amil Singh to respond to that item again.
Thank you, Chairperson, honorable members, King DG. The stream flow reduction activities and the number of water users are monitored, we need to be able to explain the context of this in the sense that we do have some capacity constraints internally that within our regulation branch, but the recovery plan, as you indicate there, is that we will have to intensify our interaction with the water users, and then plantation inspections will be conducted in the second quarter. So I think that that again talks to the fact that we have we have to do a bit better there in terms of that, but we will basically be applying our recovery plan in order to achieve and better achieve performance on that one. Thank you.
Chair, I'll just pick up some earlier that you were correct in the documents. If you look at the red block there, after the one that indicates... let me say that again. I've just picked up an error now reading that. If you look at that red block, nine, the one in brackets, the bracketed text says Majuba Power Station. That's in fact incorrect. It shouldn't be Majuba Power Station. They should have listed the forest that was the plantation that was inspected, and that's an error. And I'll make sure that my office just makes that correction and we indicate the plantation that was covered there. My apology for that, Chair. Moving on to slide 74, likewise there, the expenditure by sub-program, a total 50% expended, we indicated by sub-program, and then that rolled up onto the summary on page 12. Moving then on to program 6, which is International Water Corporation for the first quarter, which are slides 76 onwards, the PPI 59 A and 59B relate to the number of strategic partnerships established within Africa, and 59B is strategic partnerships implemented with countries in Africa, and we haven't achieved our first quarter targets there, and I would ask DG Lidwe Lesanga just to talk to the recovery process there.
Thank you, Chair. We have not been able to achieve these targets because of the political situation in the counterpart. In this regard, we have scheduled appointments for us to implement, for an example, in South Tune, in Kota 2, that's in Japan. And the DRC work is almost done. Remember, there was also a political situation which delayed it. However, that will be done in Kota 3. And then, we should really know the political situation. However, the work in the Highlands is proceeding to the commission. In Bimpom, Kota 2, that will be that will happen, because remember also some of these...
You going beyond yourself, just a minute,
one hour. Also, I was not on the mic, yeah.
Chair, if I could just, the South Tome Principe, in terms of getting the engagement going, it took us a lot longer to get the receiving countries, South Tome Principe, to get that engagement going, and the visit there to implement the agreement that had been reached through the financial arrangement with South Africa took place in the second quarter. So we'll see how we move forward, and that essentially is around some assistance that they were very direct assistance they were looking at, with us assisting them with water provision to a community of some 7,000 people on one of those islands. I'm not going to recall whether it's South Tome or which island is Principe. Which island is Principe? Okay. And then the on 59B, the DRC was quite difficult for us to complete the work which we were doing there on the post-reconstruction and post-conflict reconstruction and development program, where Rand Water had been appointed to do work in the Katanga province, and at one stage, because of the political situation in DRC, we had to pull our teams out, and they've now gone back in, and the real work will be reflected as being completed, and we'll pull over the second and the third quarter. Thanks, Chair. If we then move on. Page 82, there again, summary of expenditure based on the sub-program level, which is rolled up into the summary on page 12. I'll now come to the analysis of the water trading account, and this chair covers what I indicated as program 3, that we run it under the trading entity, and you'll see on page 84, we once again show the number of indicators
my program. There are two programs within the trading entity: its administration, water infrastructure management, and regional implementation and support. And in the dark green, the indicator is overachieved; lighter green is achieved. And then on the right hand side, that is not achieved. Some of the recovery has already been touched on by the TFO Water Trading Entity, but I'm asking to come in again. BPI 64 relates to the percentage reduction in irregular expenditure, and if you could just talk to that and the recovery plan, please, Paul.
Thank you, Chair. I think last time that you were here, the issue of regulation is a serious matter for us. We have been experiencing some hands. It was put in the target that we must have zero irregular expenditure. However, in our audit, we end up with about 30.6 million, which was irregular expenditure, which then reduced our target. What have we done? We have already implemented the financial misconduct advisory committee, which was implemented, and managers and everybody has been taken through in terms of ensuring that people account for wrongdoings. We have gone out to actually even start training the individuals in terms of proper supply chain to ensure that we don't actually continue to have this particular challenge happening in the department, and all the processes are being put in place now to ensure that we prevent and we also detect an irregular expenditure. Then on the issue of the other targets, which is red, just to complete my red target, is the one on the under the reduction in the debt over 60 days. We are doing well, but not that well when it comes to our municipalities and our other state entities. That we have a debt collector who's assisting us to collect, and we are recovering. There is proof in terms of the presentation that today we are presenting to you. However, we still have a lot of people who are still outside the 60 days. And as I said, mainly is because of the municipalities. However, for the first quarter, we also had one challenge, that some of our bills had to be changed because we had to use the old rate instead of the new rate, and that affected the collection for the first quarter. But I'm happy to say that subsequent to that, our improvement again will get improving, but the number of days were not yet on 60 days. There are still people who are owing us for more than 60 days. As I said, the major people in the document later on in the presentation there shows that we've got customers who are owing more than 151 days, and mainly those are municipalities. And as you know, we have to go through the intergovernmental discussions first before we can issue our first summons, and that is a bit of a challenge at this.
Thanks, Chair, we're going to now move on to pages 90 onwards, and Zanyan and Mate will come in on page 92. Percentage completion of the project plan and really positive resources development, project phase 2B. Zanyan, could you talk to that one? And also talk to PPI 71D, which is the percentage completion of the project plan on the early ones phase 2D. They are interlinked here.
Thank what about the river phase 2B and phase 2D, which is 71G and 71D? They are actually part of the same project. Remember that we launched the work dam. This is part of the work dam infrastructure, actually the pipelines that are now taking water from the wharf to the other areas. The challenge that we are sitting with at the moment is that the major users in that particular area who are mining houses had initially signed an agreement which then allowed our PCTH is our special purpose vehicles to approach capital markets. They later repudiated, meaning that then it became impossible then for CTA to proceed with the acquisition of funds in completing those phases. The phases are, the A is the dam, 2A is the dam, then there's 2B, G, C, 2B, C, D, E, F, G, and H. Whilst we're still busy negotiating with the mining houses, because they are very stakeholder in that particular area, and then Minister, which was Minister Mulewa, allowed us to continue the implementation phase to see that A2C is currently under construction, A2C is currently under construction and is being implemented by the CTA, by using a fund from the fiscal because they could not get funds from the capital market. We are currently at the stage where the department is planning to pursue the project through another delivery model, which is being discussed with mining houses at the moment. We are at the stage where I would think that we are reaching an agreement in terms of how we are going to move with this particular phase. Mining houses at the moment have asked that we then give the design to them so they can have a look at it, and then we will then look at doing a value engineering, because the argument is that they feel like you are over-designed, and they are suggesting that there could be other designs that we could pursue. What we have reflected here is phase 2B and G that have not started. There are plans with the department to continue, not with TCA, but the department will be, it's actually we are already preparing specifications for 2D. We will be going out on tender as soon as possible on 2D. It will be done internally by the department. At the other phases, as soon as we agree with the mining houses on how this will then be dealt with, there is at the moment a proposal which is not in writing and has not been confirmed, that they are also proposing to put some funds towards the project. The project is approximately 6-7 billion. We have also put a bit of treasure because we are expecting that this project has to be finished in the next 2 to 3 years because of the serious water constraints that in that particular area, meaning that in the next financial year, you will see that all the planning that once we finalize our discussions with mining houses and you agree on the funding model as well as the implementation model, we will then continue with all 4 phases at the same time. That is the plan at the moment. That's what is delaying us at the moment is that agreement with mining houses, because we see them as very key stakeholder. We cannot see that the fiscal cannot really absorb the funds that are required. But 2G, the department has already started the compilation of the tender document and will be going out to change.
Thank you. We also, as alluded to by Daisy Zandile, is that we do have a request into National Treasury to move from our current fund model where we have an implied guarantee, government guarantee, which is on the back of off-take agreements, to an explicit guarantee whereby TCTA would be able to raise funding on the markets without having the off-take agreements in place. So that's an engagement which is still have with National Treasury as well. If we then move on, Chair, to page 99. Page 99, which is a total number of water code conveyance projects which is rehabilitated. And I'm going to once again refer to DDG Zandile Mate just to talk to that for his zone as well.
This is coming from the fact that we are using our own internal construction company, that with the amount of budget that we are receiving, especially from the RP side and also from our side, that their capacity, we have realized that their capacity is really overstressed, and as part now of a recovery plan, we are currently busy with the pro- components of civil construction companies. We are going to combine, we are going to come out with a database for civil construction companies that can be utilized on a rotation basis as and when the need arises, so that we can then augment the capacity of our construction, our internal construction company. That tender was issued early beginning of this year, but we have since realized that there is a proposal that we may have to go out again on tender because of the fact that it has to be at provincial level. It only came in at national level, and we've realized that some of the provinces were not properly represented. There is then an agreement that we will be going out on tender so that we make sure that there is a provincial rotation database that will then be utilized for all these projects. So I will see that we can only be able to recover, if possible, on this one towards the end of the financial year.
Thanks, Zondile. Chair, just to when we talk of conveyance, water conveyance projects, we are referring there to our bulk pipelines or our canals, which we use to distribute water from our main dams to the key off-takers from the department. So that's the conveyance systems for raw water supply. If I can then move on to 80B, that's on page 100. That's the implementation of the strategic metering of water use volumes for the agricultural users. And if I could ask DDG CRO or Nils.
We supposed to have gone very far on this one. The challenge that we had was that there were challenges on the procurement side in terms of us finalizing the contract with the legal services. It has been advertised as an ordinary contract, and then it came out from the CFO that it's the way it was structured, it is a term contract. Then we had to make sure that we consult with our own legal services. So the process of finalizing and signing the contract between the service provider and the department was delayed from that process that emanated from legal services. Trying to understand exactly how the whole tender was packaged. It has since been finalized and work has started on this one.
Chair, then we'll move on to the page 104, which is PPI 82, the percentage of inspections conducted on mines with reported incidents. And I'm going to ask DDG Anil Singh to respond to that one in terms of compliance, monitoring, and enforcement.
Thank you, Chair, Honourable Members. The mine inspections, we have a team, which is our enforcement team and a compliance team that conducts these audits and inspections in the mine where there are reported incidents. But the challenge is that we only get to respond to the reported incidents, and there are many incidents which are not reported. So I think that is something that we have to address, Honourable Chair and members. The fact of the matter is that it's a kind of response-driven process once we get a complaint. But as I've indicated, the issue is that the complaints don't always come to us. I think I'm going to stop there. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
The chair from page 106 to 125, I'm just going to ask the CFO and main account just to touch on that. That's the more detail that's given under the financial performance of the trading account as summarized in.
Sorry, let me say that again. I'm going to ask the CFO just to deal with pages 106 to page 120 followed, which is a more detailed analysis of the water trading entity performance, and we could just touch on some of the pressure points there without necessarily reading the slides line by line. That's important.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, member. That slide is our income and our expenditure. As you are aware that we are billing customers, that we supply water, bulk of water to them. We for the first quarter, we targeted to bill about 1.9 billion. We managed to bill 1.8 billion, managed to bill 1.9, which is an improvement of about 6% in terms of our billing. Then with regard to the other income, which is about maintenance, we targeted 602 million, but we only managed to do 725 million because of the projects that we still deal with our main account. Then from the expenditure part, we are not doing well with the compensation of employees, that we are not, we are at 30%, which was supposed to be targeting the 236 million. So we only spend 163, the many vacancies that are not yet filled. Then if I have to move, this explanation is there, if I have to move to the one member, slide number 109. That slide is the one member who see that as we see today, we've got people owing us, they are owing us 6.2 billion. And those of those people, the major people who are owing us is the water boards with 1.8 billion. And we are being followed by local municipalities with 1.4 billion. Then companies, generally, they are owing us about 1.1 billion. But if you look at on the extreme right, which is the one is worrisome, the target that we cannot achieve of 60 days and more, you see that we are being owed of the 6.2 billion, we are being owed 4.6 billion, which is more than 151 days. And the people who are owing us that money is that local municipality, 1.2 billion, then water boards, 902. And I think members will remember in the papers, it was also last week out where one of our water boards, why they cannot pay us, is because they cannot be paid by the municipalities themselves, which are being one of that, that municipality is owing to the bank. And hence, that's why we it also impacting us, because they can't pay us, which is 902 million. Then when you look at the companies, 919, that one, I'm not worried much because we know for a fact that we are still sorting out the accounts with them. We will definitely be paying that amount. In terms of checking whether what we bill are we recovering, this is the slide that tells you that if you compare last year June and this year June, there's been an improvement with billing by 26%. And when you compare the collection, that's where the negative collection of 9%. And that negative collection resulted in the first quarter because of the issue of the billing. We had to bill people on all tariffs, so they didn't want to pay, so they only started paying after the year. Okay, yes. I'm now on slide number 11111. That slide indicates two things. It indicates the improvements between previous year and the current year, same month. It's also comparing the billing that we have built and the money that we have collected. You can see last year, June, we billed 1.3 billion for the quarter, and compared to last year, when we compared to what was collected, we collected 1.4, showing that we are collecting more than what we billed, so that means we are collecting the money that is from the old debt. But when you look at this year, June, and you look at what has been collected, we are almost 100%. That means the old debt was not collected, and that's why I would say that affected our performance with regards to the 60 days period. Chair, I think I will stop there because the rest of the other stuff has already covered it, but I think it's important for the issue of the debt issue that the members are aware of who's owing us and what they're trying to do.
Chair, then that brings me to the end of the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, fellow members. We just once got a team in this department. I think we have a serious problem of municipalities. where I visited myself and Minister, especially in terms of giving. And you say that the department, not just because myself and the Minister allow Minister and Deputy Minister, but if you look at all the areas that the acting DG and the colleagues touched on, there are a lot of improvements, and we are thinking that here you will be going to oversight. You will see in yourself that there is a lot done, and there are so many processes that are in place, even in terms of the vacancies. I see the page where they say we're still very slow in terms of vacancies. There is improvement in terms of vacancies. What we think we are going to do, myself and the Minister, is the process of having, you've seen, I can't remember the page where you see that rate of training. We are looking at that to improve the question of vacancies. The engineers, all members, is a problem. The shortage of engineers. Because our work depends solely on engineers. And I think I must stop there, Minister, because I'm used to speak to the Minister. Chairperson, maybe some areas, I'm used to speak to them. We will depend on more questions, Chair. Questions that you raise. We'll see where we think. And so far, if I'm looking at the green systems, we were removed. Where we went, I think there was a big article about me and the national president that it was saying Minister President versus Balinger. We went to Makana and chair with chair of the committee, and even there, problems that we encountered are problems of municipalities. We need to improve the question of municipalities. Most of them, they are letting us down, but we are going to make sure that there is a improvement. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deputy Minister. I wish I would know what you say, Minister. Kind of that is a briefing from the department. It's the first financial review as the comments that were receiving. And it deals with the first quarter. We did attempt to interact with the Auditor General's office. Unfortunately, they have not even started dealing with the first quarter. They have just finished the financial year end report. That's what we could do with the Office of the Auditor General, was to get the type of training that we did get last week. So this being the first review, gives us an indication, this being also a new department. The Minister and the Deputy Minister are new, all of us are new, except for the officials who have been there. I was asking that they combined together the years of experience of the DGs that you have. You don't want to hear, you know, that fear. The years combined of an experience that you do have out of the DG and the DGs, just those alone. DG, are you able to give us that indication again?
Yeah, I'm only able to give you my one. I've got 37 years experience, and others are a bit younger than me. I'll give you a couple of years.
But if it shall give you an idea, members, as to, you know, effectively they are part of the furniture. They've been there longer, even older than myself. They're here long. I take us members, and as you were thinking, just on top of my head, you know, I hear you talking about the main account, the trading account. I had a little experience in one committee that I was part of, wherein they had a similar scenario. To an extent, I guess here it is different, because you have everybody under one roof. In that experience, one part of the department was in one building, another part of the department was in another building. Another building, another, you know, part of the department, another communications, separate legal, separate financial, separate, if you like, therefore you have two departments operating as one department. Two audit works being done, and I don't want to think it is far from it as I listen, because you were almost on the verge of entering into a separate agency, as it were. And when that comes by, already you shall have had your own systems in place. IT systems separate, different from the main account. It really became, as you listen more and more, I am getting a sense of that attempt to be given a response from just out of the common. Just in principle, I was just trying to think in my own little mind about the security of the department. I'm aware that you obviously were working with the National Treasury on some of the issues about the PPPs, public-private partnerships. Given the concerns that you are confronted with from time to time, and moreover that you have a 170 billion rand over the next 10 years, so projected to be your spend as far as infrastructure is concerned. And there is also part in that is talking about the need for private sector participation. Now links to all of this. Now, the other day, you know, that I get some people coming saying, we can build, you know, your Zibubu Dam, you know, and then negotiations go through, you know, about the ownership of the assets along BOT lines, including operate transfer, keep the 12 billion rand aside and use it elsewhere. But we have the money. All we are interested is energy generation. That's all. As to whether you buy that, they buy that water, the process, and all of those details. And again, the point I'm raising here relates to your PPP and the attitude that the department has. Just the other day, I was in the company of some of these mine owners. And then I asked them directly a question. What is your attitude about AMD? They gave me a story that seemingly, and for me, what I am asking here is, what then becomes the role of the industry, given all that you have just painted as a way forward on your asset mine trading? You keep a way to stop there and then allow me, because I certainly have a view myself. I saw Mr. Nguni's hand.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Morning, ladies and gentlemen, honorable members. I feel much honored that I have this report before me and welcome it.
But although the epidemic has suffered from things about job creation, we need to ask. We have to ask about job creation. You see, on page 44, page 106, where we are speaking about the job creation, you will see that although you said yellow is partially achieved, 50 to 99%, Chairperson, I still feel there's still more to be done. There's still more to be done. So when you check page 45, page I number 31, which has got an annual tithe for 2013-2014 of 5,916 job opportunities. And our target is to have 1,054 jobs. And you check the actual achievement at 526. Are we going to reach the 5,900? Because to me, it looks like if we were working, we're dividing the quarter by four, we were supposed to do 1,479 jobs per quarter. And most of the people are not working outside. Are not working. You even go to page, the same page 44. Out of the 2,441 jobs opportunities, only 23. And you check GP, housing, nothing has happened in housing. Are there no people, are there no projects? Even if you say the recovery plan, that opportunities are under construction. To me, it must disengage the way we do our job. So that because all these will need jobs in all provinces, even in Mpumalanga, you see in Mpumalanga nothing. So that means it's a land unoccupied by any nation. And also we spoke about the issue of monitoring, page 72. We said under PPI number 57D, we have the number of users who are in compliance with the SFRA. Our target for the first quarter, or the your target for the first quarter is 3. But you only did 1 in Majuba Power Station. And under the reason that you just provided, as you said, it is under by 2 because there is an availability of water users at Majuba. I don't know whether it's Majuba, where there are no users. And then if that was the case, why did we use other users? Because we have to reach the target of 12 users. We have to reach the target. We make sure that every year we reach our target. Because you see, in all this, in most of the slides that you have provided,
there was an error on Majuba.
Oh, there was an error on Majuba.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, not really. I was not sleeping. I was looking at the one. When you were talking, I think the one was sleeping on me. Why the one? That's why I did not hear what you were saying. Okay. No, thank you all on that score. But what I want to say, Chairperson, is the issue of delays. Delays. You have been checking that our slash here. There's a delay because 1, 2, 3. There is a delay because 1, 2, 3. It looks like our planning sometimes it's not like we know when to do things, when to do something. Because if you don't plan when we have to do, you plan before. Planning must take a lot of time, then actually take a shorter time. If you check the issue of, what was this issue? The issue of, there is a slide that speaks about you cannot advertise before a contract has expired. You remember that slide? I will come to that last. I will look at it. I will request that you give me a chance. I will look at the point of that. When they said there's a challenge because they could not advertise because the contract says you cannot advertise after the contract has expired. To me, it says we are not planning well. Because you start planning now, you plan now. When the contract has expired, you know what you should. You see, you don't stop the people from getting their services. Then there's a slide that speaks on page 33, which speaks about the kinds of criminal cases. And for personal knowledge, I would love to know what kinds of criminal cases that we have instituted for investigation, so that we know, we talk about something that we know. Chairperson, I will ask again that I go to that slide after a moment, please. Thank you very much.
Mamukawa. 8, it would delineate here the level. Ngibonga sir. Ngibonga ngale presentation esiyenziwe ngoba ukukhombisa ukuthi ngempela u-acting DG nalaba abanye asebenza nabo bayimise kuthiwa bona intuthuko yabantu ngomasipalati. Owami nje umbuzo ngizokhuluma la kumegasini qonde na egasini ngu-PPI 42. Njengokuthi kukhona lana athi khona benza sho ukuthi abantu ozokuney'nkinga zemali kodwa abantu bengashodelwa manzi namanzi abawatholayo bamanzi asegangathweni noma akhiwe. Umbuzo wami uthi njengoba ethi uyabazi ukuthi e-ward 7 kwamaphumulo ethandeni abantu bakhona abanawo amanzi la sekuphele inyanga akhona amalokhuzana mami amapipe amatepe akhona efakiwe khumbula ngifike khona nje ayisebenza kodwa ekugcineni akasebenza kuphume ngisho icondla akukho even ikhansela elifikayo lizobabhekelela akufiki ngisho lamalezi moto okuthiwa amavatevkani labantu bayancintshwa intuthuko ngayo yonke indlela ngoba ibenzindlu ungabona into ngishuthile zonke izinto la even ungabona intuthuko abayitholi kodwa ke manje amazwe ngibona ukuthi abalulekile iy'ngane ezino-8 years zikhuluma ngo-8 years they're down ko-9 years emakhaya zifilo o-20 liter likhona la deputy minister ngifuna kubone lokhu ngoba masikhulume ekugcineni kubasangazi siyani kanti thina sikhuluma ngomasipala omasipala abafuni neze ikansela lapha leli alifuni nhlobo ukuya kubantu bajabule abantu ngena ikansela leyi kodwa akenzi lutho ukuthi azizima kuzo iy'ngane ncane ziduthwa amanzi amile abawaphuzayo la manzi akahambi izinja iy'nkomo ziphuza khona lapho mina imoto yami ngayiboni zizamfishane ndizame ukulekelela abantu batutha indawo ende ephuza boke amanzi emishane emfuleni angazi upetroli engusengisini ngikhona ukuchaza ukuthi ezinye izinto lezo ukuthi ngempela sangabe ngabeke bakangelo masipala ukuthi ngabe bayayazi lento bayenza ngoba kusho ukuthi zimali lezi baya-owisha but kodwa aziyi mali kubantu umfula nje abaze bawuphuze baze baye mshane nawo lo mshane futhi mane amanzi akhona ashile njengoba kunesomiso iy'ngane othanda ukuba nansi izidudu bazobona bayahlupheka abadii amaphumulo le ndawo emthakeni ewome vakwabe ezinye hle zihlabelela ngazo angithelo ngithula iculo bakusho ukuthi lana nje ephalamende kumnandi lo sokhuluma sineyinkinga ngeke kusize la lo sikhuluma ngezimali kodwa kube khona ngempela ukuthi omasipala bona umasipala lenkuluma ngayo welele ngathi mangikhuluma la kukhona abamngeni kwabakangibakuthangathi ngikhuluma amanga banokhuba okuthi unanyeleleza kuleyo ndawo kuthiwa amanzi awekho bakhithime bayosaba mpompi basebenza soze umpompi asazi ukuthi bashinyani ifuna ukwazi-ke baphenda kuyanziwa abanye bayagula la e-South Africa bayamaphilisi kuthiwa badle kangani ey'koleni ngicala ukwazi ukuthi ubani ongabuma ingane encane twenty litre kanti lento manithi ngiyabheke ngela kuthina kakhulu adlina abantu abamnyama ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'd like to say I'm grateful for the presentation. The DG and team seem really determined to achieve the objectives. My question is directed to Mr. Singh. It's based on PPI 42. My question is, Mr. Singh, are you aware that there are people in water service at Maphumulo without water? Tanks were installed, but it's been a month now without any water that's been flowing over there. There's no water care to assist these people. There's no visitation from the councillor. People are fighting with animals for the water. The water that they are currently using is not the water they are using is not flowing stationary. The area is called Mthandeni. People from the rural areas are ignored. They must be given water because some of them are taking medication. Children up to the age of 8 to 9 years old are getting water for themselves. This last time I was home, I had to use my daughter to assist them to carry water. I ended up using a lot of petrol.
these municipalities under the Ilembe district. What happens is when they get reports that there's no water, they quickly come to restore water, it steps, but sooner or later you find that the steps are no longer working. So my plea is for these people to please get assistance, because when the AC council won the elections, people were ecstatic because they thought that there was going to be changes. It's no use for us to talk about finances and for us to talk about city claims, but you find the people down there on the ground, they are not getting any assistance. It's no use for us to communicate and to engage, but you find that the people in the rural levels, people in the rural areas, are not getting any attention. That's my plea. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm partly covered by Honorable Mugulu. But my question is based on page 73 on the reported case by the department. I wanted to find out from the department what is said of affairs in relation to the process that has been made in relation to the conviction. Is there any communication with the Department of Justice as to the state of the case that were reported? Thank you.
Somewhere, I don't know, it's like buying of banks. lying there for 5 years. To us, they said, no, these parts are for the projects that will be implemented some time to come. For now, I'm just asking for more information on slide 160.
Okay, what I wanted us to do, members, is to take a quick 10-minute break to the chill outside before it gets cold, and then we'll come back to the questions. But before we do that, for half a minute, Babungoni just wanted to conclude the point he was saying.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir, for the second time. The point that I was making was
in terms of you concluding on the earlier point.
Concluding on my
in half a minute.
Thank you. You see, English sometimes very well. Page 104, where we spoke about PPI number 82, number of wastage discharge. If you go to the variance and reasons under and over achievement, we said that we did not achieve it because could not settle as the contract expires. And according to the requirements, one cannot advertise while the contract is still in existence. I think that clause, Jefferson, you cannot advertise while the contract is in existence. I think to me it gives a challenge because what should happen is that you plan and do other things because you cannot wait for water to be tested, you see. And then you say, well, I will wait for this time and then before everything, and then I advertise other products. That to me is not organizing well. You see, thank you very much.
I guess the department shall explain what they mean by that. And that's how we must approach it. Members, can you just check? The time is almost 4 hours to effect the effect we started in the 5 minutes.
Yeah. to work at the purification plant full time. Not running around.
Yeah.
But in a full time. It's doing 60 million liter plant. There should be someone bring all the standby pump today and tomorrow start this one and do maintenance, grease, oil, check the seals, so or every second day.
Yeah. But he has to be there.
He's there. His office is there. He doesn't work anywhere else. They denied us that. They said, no, we can't. So people buy because of lack of maintenance. It was not the problem in that. I've seen that report. It's not about that pipe. I'll show you the photos that I took beforehand. They skipped that number one pump. They didn't even know where it is. The fittings, to fit, even if you want to put on another pump there, you guys were there. Which you sent in. Couldn't get the fitting, I was there. The guy says, I can't. You can't take it. How do you think I'm going to fit this thing?
Yeah.
Make work.
Yeah, no.
That's the problem. And that's the crisis we've had with my thing is that, like Narada, Narada is a beautiful person. She knows her work. She's bogged down. She would put in her budget for the year. Treasury will just cut it. They take a decision. We just cut it. You've got to work with that thing. Their budget is not even 1%. Now that's a 15 million rand budget for water sanitation, for brush huts, all those the other plants, plus the bichloride. That's a 15 million rand a year. It's 1%. 1% of it. It cannot be maintenance on it.
Yeah. But with the intervention now and the turnaround for Mali Bank, and Lakhmadire, all this routes, but we are busy trying to see the issues now that you've given them funding. And the funding was not used for those purposes.
Yeah, it was used by cars.
Yeah. So now we don't have new money to give. So now we have to do an exercise of treasury to ask. Yeah. And the treasury said no, then we have to reprioritize in Canada.
Yeah, but you know what you should do is, if they apply for...
No, we're not going to give them.
No. What we must do is, if you want to spend your regional bulk infrastructure grant there, then we sign an agreement with Magalis to run it and it must buy it. So that the municipality can spend their time and they must be authorized to use their meat funds to go look for that 75% loss of water in that area. And it's not money being, that happens everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. That's a problem. So they must focus on getting in the money and making sure that their articulation is fine.
Yeah. But part of the problem is that they don't have qualified people to do the work. The municipality appoints managers who have no technical competence.
You know what? The other problem we have in Manipin, to use it as an example, there's not one of those managers that stay there.
Mm.
They don't drink the water.
Yeah.
They live in Pretoria.
They live in
Pretoria. So they drive in, they 8 o'clock at work or 4 o'clock. You don't see them. Yeah. They don't know what's going on in the municipality.
That's true.
Municipality should not be, they haven't got capacity. We should take them away.
Call cooperative governance. Ashley Starkey.
Look, there's good stories. Potchefstroom is a good story. Go to that water treatment plant. It's an old plant. It's well run. They do things for you. If you go to the money bank, you say you must test the water goes through the chlorine. It's not chlorine. They haven't had chlorine for the last 5 months. Why don't you have it? Come on, budget. And the CFO doesn't want to approve. Just don't worry about it. People, they don't stay there.
Can they have the
They were. You were there in that meeting with the minister. Remember with the DIC. Remember? We were doctor.
No, but we were
the deputy minister. When we went on board with DIC, then the minister said stop it. It must be history. You know what? That municipality will never change. That has changed. That amount now is 600 million rand, the OPIC. There's nothing they can show. It's 394. They should lock up those people that made those deals. Because the community, the at large, no community project was done with that money. Investors were signed up, got the kickback of that money, it went into the union's pocket. That's what happened with that. Now this is with a number of 670 million, it's running at 16% interest per year. It can't even pay interest. How does the money pay the interest? Huh? Right. No. When I took the loan, but they gave 500 million rand of assured policy to them, but the policy was lower, so there was a shortfall, and the shortfall is growing. So, from 94,
biggest minister.
95. That municipality is run by the agency. It is not their fault. They inherited the municipality and they couldn't deal with it. And when they wanted to deal with it, the benefit of that. We can negotiate otherwise. There was no administration approval. Prior 94, a municipality wanted to have money. They had a guarantee from the administration. There was no administration approval with no council approval. You sit with it and you don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
The music company had very much. I was on the theater. We had 100 million rand rolled over a loan from the development bank to refill our roads. We started with that project. When that came, they stopped.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, this is in the each department has programs.
That means that we got an overdraft of 2 million and
sure, they didn't want us to.
They never in the overdraft because they need more money. Yeah. They can't buy one vehicle by going to a bank and saying, I need a loan of 2 million. They can't. They must use bread money. They must use their income to pay for it because they can't take up loans.
But you see, that's
so what do they do? They buy vehicles, refunds.
Thank you.
Buy vehicles.
Yeah.
Okay,
let's
We have had a few questions. Mamukawala? Just a problem.
Okay,
we have a few questions that have since been posted to the department. The deputy minister is in the department. Let's have responses to the questions. Okay.
Sure. Thank you very much. I'm going to distribute the responsibility for the responses as we go down. I'm going to respond to your questions first, the ones that you just made an observation with in terms of the money and the trading accounts and the separate departments. We operate as a single department, but we do have two accounts which are audited separately. The one is the main account, and that's why I've got the two CFOs. The main account is looked after by CFO W. Singh, and the trading account is just offered by the CFO and Paul. And those two accounts operate on different platforms as well. The main account operates on the transversal system, which all government departments operate on, which is a modified cash basis on BAS and using BAS and Percel as the HR package, whereas the trading account, which is on an accrual basis, uses an ERP system which we know as SAP. So it's an accrual basis that is operated there, and it's unique to the department. They don't, it's not a transversal system. It's a system that was put in place specifically for the trading account of the department. So we operate on those two separate accounts, but we still have one single accounting officer for the department. So it's not as drastic as the one that you made reference to, and I don't know which department it is, but it's not as drastic as that. But there was an intention, and that's why we had it in the APP when we prepared it last year, was that we would be moving towards an infrastructure agency. But that's been put onto the back burner, very much onto the back burner by Minister, and we'll be looking at an alternative delivery model. But then into the future, we will still operate with the accounts. Chair, on the PPPs, we don't have any PPP arrangements in place in terms of the way we fund our projects, but as we move forward with the engagement with the National Treasury, those will be issues that we will that could be looked at. If we look at the investment program for the 10-year period, that's 670 billion. There are various funding options which could be looked at there, off-budget financing, PPP arrangements, on-budget funding, grant funding, and concessionary funding through the DFIs. But we don't have any PPP in place at the moment. Somebody that would be able to talk to the options of PPPs, but I think it's an issue which she has investigated before as well. With regard to the questions by Honourable Mbuni, particularly on job creation, and also the PPI 82A, which is around the contracts, I'm going to ask the job creation side for DDG Zondile to deal with that, and on the contracts DDGC. The questions raised by Honourable Kaula, whilst we did reference the question to Anil Singh, my DDG responsible for KZN is DDG DDG Lashenga, and I've asked her to make a call while we were having tea. Just to see how we deal with that. The question raised by Honourable Kekana around criminal cases, Chair, you'll recall that we did give you a list at the last meeting just showing some of the criminal cases which are on, which have been followed through, and I will ask DDG Singh if you refer to those. Honourable Mpundana, the issues he raised, and I've just discussed with him in the tea time, were around the, particularly around the Shamula scheme, and I didn't have a chance to pass that on to DDG Lindiwe, just to follow up as well, but we'll follow up on the Shamula scheme and just see what the issues are. But all of those aspects that he raised are around the Shamula scheme.
I would start with the issue of the PPP. I think up to this stage, National Trade has not done very well in terms of finalizing implementing the PPP. It takes very long. I think on their side, they are also having their own capacity challenges around the packaging of the PPP. However, I think the reality is that perception. There are projects that will need a different funding model from what we've been using. We have been funding infrastructure through debt and through ISCA, especially where there are commercial users whether ready or are planning to use that particular infrastructure, it would normally be easy because you then ask them to sign off a takeoff agreement and TCA then approach the capital market. The reality we don't dream of is that there are no commissions. And then at the moment, together the main potential investors. And the reality is, if there's demand, that we look at the current funding model. So the option that.
So did I just say there are no commercial?
In the area at the moment.
From Zimbabwe.
For Zimbabwe. But there are potential investors who have an interest in the development of that area, who may want to invest in it, but they also want to assist government in investing in the infrastructure. Now, those are the people that we are looking to, and that demands that we look at a totally different approach. Perhaps what the chair is suggesting is maybe one of those options moving forward to say, we do allow those ones to come in and assist government, but it is not yet finalized, but the situation has been such that the fiscals were not able to absorb all subsidies, and we don't have any users that are ready right now to kind of take off the government, but we want to know what are other options. There are other funding models where you can provide concessions, where you can go for PPP, where you can also form a BOTT, which is Build Operation Transfer. So those are the options I think that we will have to explore, especially on Zoom, because at the moment the discussion will not be able to answer.
Some of these people you
use
Chair, we are aware of the company in Eastern Cape that has been talking about energy. I think they call themselves Amathala Green Energy. Is one of them, and there was also a gentleman, I won't mention his name here, who had made an approach with regards to the hydropower components, and it was that work that they had done was evaluated through the PICC together with the Department of Energy, but I'll give some detail of that as well. I'll have to just put up from the records around that engagement that we had, and I'll give you the name of the person who had made approaches to the Department of Energy around the hydro on the Zimbabwe. Thanks, Sandy.
So we are using all those things that we are doing. Then, job creation. I guess the issue of job creation and the percentage, the numbers of job creators are basically reliant on the number of projects on the ground. We can't then look beyond that because job creation targets that are reporting on are primarily around infrastructure development. It is such that infrastructure development is driven by local labor and that's reported on a regular basis. But I do foresee that this figure may also grow in the sense that our budget has also grown and will be using general laborers from the community. Delays in projects. We are also as concerned as the members of parliament about the delays. And as I have said that we are looking at, we started with consulting engineers where we have a database. We have 45 companies and they are currently being rotated so that you do not go out on tender each time you need a professional service provider. That is now being replicated in the civil construction fraternity, where I've already indicated that we have gone out on tender, but it was the way it was structured, it had more focus on national office, and we are now looking at how do we then extend such a contract, such that it has a provincial perspective, so that you get the group of people from that particular province, and then they then become rotated in that particular province instead of rotating them nationally. I think that's about all.
If I could ask Lindiwe.
Thank you, Chair. Mama, Salam Group, Kuluma, at was from Kaul. Mama, Kaul, Fizile is the King of Osiris, the Pagama Pumu. Specifically, Ewa 2. Ewa 7, and then...
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, thank you, Chair. Thank you for the time. Yes. We are going to engage with Ms. Kaula and respond on the questions that she has raised. Our chief director is working on that, particularly on the Konopumulu related area and that the work that she has mentioned. Zubiela Wina.
If I were to interject on that one, Oman Kaula is not raising those concerns with us. If I'm not mistaken, Oman Kaula is raising those concerns for the third time. I guess the response that we have expected is a response that tabling as to what progress, not what is being planned. So the challenge that we're going to be confronted with is that we're not going to repeat the same thing over and over again. If that is going to be the case, we might as well just tell ourselves that we are not going to listen to you.
Chair, I said to DG during break that to get information right now, because that's what we do. The officials must own water right now to give us a report why there is no water there. Because that's how we work. We actually contact people that are there and they must give us a report. Mahakaula must get a report not later than today.
Good.
And the reason why there is no water there. Because we, myself and the minister, we don't want to be friends with officials. Not at all. We want work to be done. And the Mahakaula, it is true. Last time it was the Dugan. Question.
Bebe
was four. Mm. And this time it was seven.
Nasela Leja.
Nasela
54.
Yes. I was once in the Kotolo committee when Mahakaula was raising. I mean, if there is a problem of infrastructure, if there is a problem of municipality, we must say it. Thank you.
Chair, can I ask Yindwe just to step out that she can just do that phone call? She just tried doing the seat, but that is happy. Chair, if I could then ask Anil to deal with the legal issue as raised by, I mean criminal cases as raised by Honourable Kikana.
I'm talking about Shemula scheme, which was functional, which has been dysfunctional for more than 4 years. My own house at home, where the pipe water inside and outside the house, for 4 years, have not been having water. I'm the living example. I'm a report myself. Or 12, or 13. All of across all those rivers, across them, this big dam, there's no water. All those areas, which have been served by the first presidential water project, Kamatima, Ishemula scheme. Now, you can call this a woman who is the manager. He has been manager for that scheme for years, which I taught him, and asked him, what is the problem? In fact, before our budget dropped, I phoned
the district chairperson, Mr. Vilan, said, hey, just tell me because I don't want to dump out what I'm going to be paid. He said, no, there are thousands and thousands and billions of money. This is the story I've been hearing. The plans that I'm referring to, sir, they were bought about. Some of the officials are aware of the story. They were bought 4 years ago. They are lying there growing grass for the project which we don't know where it's going. Nobody is intervening. So that is the what I'm saying in the what one.
Mr. Minister, I can respond on Mkanyagutu because luckily we have been there with the minister to launch one of the projects, if you remember. So what we then asked because of the problems that Babu Bojani is highlighting and the fact that Mkanyagutu together with Bushbuck, which have been identified by the president, those areas that we would have to accelerate the water savings and deliver. What we have done is we have asked the water board, the water board, to be the implementing agent in terms of what we need now to do is we said we are giving them a month to give us a stakeholder report where there is no infrastructure, where there is existing infrastructure but it is not working. Then we will then come out with a scope. That scope, we know that if that area needs a huge amount of money, it may not even be what we currently have in this discussion. But together, working with the Office of the Premier, with our minister, as well as COPTA in KZN, they have then agreed that once we are done with that scope, they will then sit together and we see where we can get pockets of money if there are any savings that can be pulled together so that area is accelerated. We can only be able to come up with an implementation plan after we finish scoping, which will have to finalize before end of September. The whole scope said, what does it mean to say everybody in Kanyagutu will be getting water? So that is working for us. That includes Shebulati. It's the whole district. But in what we were then also requested was in areas where there is literally no water, we have also asked Mkanyagutu to tank our water to those villages. I would like to check with the team because we Minister gave instruction that they need to extend to our areas when they're there. So I'm not sure whether that has been done. But okay, we will make sure that Mkanyagutu the water board provide those tenders. But we also gave an instruction for an interim water supply strategy, like package plants and so forth. That was an instruction that was given to them to say, well, because the project may take about 2 to 3 years to reticulate the whole of Mkanyagutu with the signal strategy. Meanwhile, people don't have water. So they also asked to look at an interim solution like package plants. But that, I think, in 2 or 3 months time, we'll be able to come and say, this is how it's going to be done. Thank you.
If we were to respond just very, very pointedly about the pipes that have been there for the past 5 years.
So we may not be able to respond because those pipes, our understanding is that they were procured by a municipality. So we really don't know the details, but they were not procured through Department of Water. It was a project that was being executed by the municipality.
Judges, can I, there is still the question by a little thing that needs to be responded to, but just with regard to the written response I indicated we would hand to you when I at the beginning of the meeting, the information that's been provided to us by the Mkanyagutu District Municipality, which I've got in that response, is that currently they have tankers which they're using across 18 wards in the Jazini area. And that recently they also drilled a borehole in the Ngwavuma area that will augment supply. They also indicate to us that the business plan to construct the new 20 megaliter water treatment works and to extend the Shanila scheme, that's the Mandela project, was approved in March 2014, that's this year. The budget allocation of 86.8 million for the first phase, and they're currently implementing the first phase, which will be completed in March 2015, and the phases 2 to 5 of that project will be completed in June 2018. Total cost of the scheme is 1.3 million rand, and that's the information which we've got from the Umkhonyakhula district municipality.
Why don't we conclude all the responses and then we'll come back to another round of...
Okay.
Can we
finish off all the responses?
Thank you, Chair, Deputy Minister, Acting DG, Honourable Members. Before I get to the two questions that I have to address, the Minister's Advisor, Dr. Moema, would like to make a point on the RBIC, so perhaps you can give him an opportunity.
Thank you, Chair. My point is in response to some of the critical questions that the Honourable Members are raising. The Shamula scheme and many other areas. And the point is that we could have lots of pop-ups because the way the system operates, the minister is beginning a process where to have an interventionist ministry, which has traditionally not been a case where our big money is given to the lower level of government to do exactly what it needs to do. And without necessarily building checks and balances. So I think we need to come up with a clear strategic thrust of ensuring that the full value chain, there is some system of control. If we're going to resolve Shamula today, resolve the other that Honourable Member Kaula is raising, what other else is going to come up unless we begin to come up with an integrated strategy as a department and ministry to mitigate for all, for now, for the future, and forever. And for me, important part of it is that tomorrow there is a presidential summit on COCTA. And the request is that as a minister in the department, we need to begin to raise these things because the municipalities are at the cold face of delivery of services, including that of water and sanitation. Now, if you do not have a real kind of compact between the different spheres of government, we're going to find all these guys popping up every now and then. And for me, we're doing a what is called catch-up in the manner in which we're dealing with this problem. Until such time, we come up with a clear, integrated, strategic approach to the issue of delivery of water at different levels of government, we're going to be finding ourselves chasing this mirage, which we will never ever resolve. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members. There are two questions that I had to respond to. In regard to the question of PPI 82.8, I think we will have to concede with the Honourable Member that perhaps there was an element of poor planning on the part of that, because the contractual argument is, I don't know whether the Honourable Member is a lawyer or has some legal training, but I think we can't make the argument that says that one cannot advertise while the contract is still in existence. So we'll have to have a revised recovery plan around that issue, and we'll have to come back with that. On the issue of the criminal cases, the acting DG was correct to say that on the, I think a previous meeting on the 20th of August, the question had been asked about what types of fines were given to these companies that pollute, and we gave the examples. We won't mention the names of the companies, but we gave the examples that the types of criminal offences that we deal with is basically contravention of the National Water Act and contravention of the environment, NEMA, the National Environment Management Act, which is basically pollution, where companies pollute or where farmers pollute, whoever uses pollute, then we lay a criminal charge, we liaise with the NPA, we take samples, we give the samples to the NPA carries the docket, and the case goes forward to the court. When the court appearance comes, the accused, either the company or the person who was polluted, comes, and then the case is dealt with. So we have dealt with that in that way, and we constantly liaise with the NPA to find out what is the status of the cases. Sometimes there is a lapse of time where a case could be opened,
a docket could be opened and then the case takes 2 years to come before court. But those are the typical kinds of way that we deal with the justice, criminal justice system. But safe to say that the issue of the reported cases, we do monitor them. We have a case management system where we monitor the cases and we're able to report to the minister or to portfolio committee on what progress we have had. So we will be able to provide that information of whether the case has progressed, whether the case has been withdrawn, whether there's a lack of evidence, those kinds of aspects that we deal with in the criminal process. But the typical fines that we have alluded to in the previous presentation, and the acting DG provided a written answer, was basically ranging from 1 million to 3 million. Sometimes you get a suspended sentence combined with the fine. So the main aspect is that we have to focus on really, really making a serious dent into how we curb pollution for all water users. And we work also collaboratively with our sister department, the Department of Environmental Affairs, and also the Mineral Resources Department when it comes to these pollution issues. So I think that is basically what I want to say, but if we need to provide further information on the criminal cases or the reported cases, we'll be able to do that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Dan, the last follow-up question. Mr. Basson.
Thank you.
So, Ms. Farintela, Mr. Makondo, and Mr. Makala, and Ms. Marula.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, it's just on another matter, but why I'm raising it is I just want to add on what the doctor has indicated what is the problem. At the Rurikopis Dam, there is invasion of land, and I know it's got nothing to do with this department. We have written a letter to the Minister of Public Works, but this started in 2012. The property that lies next to the dam, the concern in a letter by the previous DG was that this could have a serious it's a serious concern for Water Affairs that there is on a property where they got servitude, because the dam lies on the most about 70% of that property. The dam lies on that property. Now there's illegal immigrants on there. It's alleged that councillors have sold it to the stands to them so that tankers can come 55 kilometers away to deliver water. They're making money out of it. The concern in the letter that the minister has written to, or the DG has written to the municipality, is to say there's no EIA. The concern is that it is a claim that, and I want to read what I wrote to the minister. It says the far portion consists of 36 hectares. That's the portion that's left. So 17 hectares scheduled water exclusively for irrigation purposes. The total size of the two portions, 107 acres, with the Rurikopis Dam claiming more than half of the portions of that section 454. And then in the letter, the DDG at then was Serenia, if I pronounce it correctly. He wrote a letter to say he raises serious concern to Maribeng, a municipality of Maribeng, dated 6 May 2012. He stated in his, that seriously impact the negatively on the dam and the quality of the water. The DG of Water and Sanitation indicated that there is a right of way servitude registered over the land to utilize this servitude only for Water Affairs. And I'm raising this concern with you because eventually it involves the dam, and he specifically in the letter said, there is no water available. All the water in that dam has been allocated. So I don't know whether you have changed, because there was a request from the DG they should show whether they've done an impact study. The municipality has been put under more pressure. He can't service the areas where he has. Where he's got services available, he's got land available. But they are looking for all these small portions, and they get people to pay to stay there on those portions, then it becomes the responsibility of the municipality. And eventually, it comes back to this committee to say, if people staying, they don't have water, they're next to the dam, it creates a problem. I'm mentioning it to you. I will forward the letter, and I will write the letter to the minister and forward a copy of the letter we wrote to Public Works, because they are the responsible persons to make sure that there's not land invasion on government property. And in this case, it's serious for water affairs, because it's next to the dam, and you have indicated, or he has indicated, that they are worried about the pollution in that area. There's no services. It's the nearest services from that area is 35 kilometers away. So I'm just mentioning here whether, if you get a letter, DG, that you know this is what it's all about.
Thank you very much for allowing me to quickly go to the call, and I'm happy about that. Thank you very much. I now want to say, Chairperson, there is an invitation that we have received for next week, where we shall be, and I'm not sure whether it comes from the minister's office or from somewhere, but where the local government, us and the health will be together in a particular forum, if you could take that. All right? It comes health and agriculture. Health and agriculture. Yes.
Not
health. Health won't be there. But at any rate, I think that invitation I would like to thank you very much for it, because it is going to help us to try and piece out some of these problems, because they are somehow interrelated. So I don't know who to thank, but it came through you, Chairperson, and I really want to thank you. I am therefore trying to say I will not ask some of the questions here, because maybe we will get a chance to have them in the last one is just about sanitation. I don't know whether we are going to get a separate a program for sanitation or first speech. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks for the presentation by the department. One maybe get a sense that there could be very little. The department is coming, because what you get here in chair is exactly the same what you found on the ground. Because last time when we met with the department, we were told that the department was around at 92%, if I'm not mistaken, in terms of spending. But when you check on the ground, you could not practically find that 92%. But now the department is at 11%. Which equally on the ground you can find that it's really 11%, which then suggests that the department is beginning to be more honest and practical about the situation on the ground. But also we just hope that there should be a formal commitment to improve the situation, because 11% is not good. I want to understand one, it's in relation to the dwarf pen. There was a question which was raised in the National Assembly in relation to an old woman that fell in the hole in the cocoon looking for water.
even though it might not relate to the dwarf dam. Simple because dwarf dam is in Sikoku. People will begin to attach that. I want to understand the commitment, if there are any change, by the department with the private sector, there are mining activities there. How are these commitments there? Because we got a presentation that the department could not continue with phase two, if I'm correct. B, yeah. Because the private sector there was reluctant, if not to say emerged from the agreement which was entered into by the department, to such an extent that the project gets delayed. I want to understand, I was told, Chair, that in the main, the implementation of the project, the work there, in the main, was for commercial purposes. If not so, Chair, then there is a problem. If we could not move because the other part was not agreeing, maybe on the terms that they've agreed upon, to such an extent that it delays people to get water. We also understand that, of course, when government will build them, will be for the purpose of household consumption, but also for economic growth. But there will be a problem, Chair, when commercial activities supersede the other one. I wanted to understand the whole situation in the dwarf dam. Secondly, the issue of, I think it's program number three, which in the main, program number three that deals with the regional implementation. Number four, Chair. 1, 2, 3, 4, yes, number four. Which is at 8%. I wanted to understand, because previously department had a problem with the municipalities. Because municipalities, department will transfer money to municipalities and municipalities use that particular money for other things. I wanted to understand that this poor performance there is the department trying to manage the situation where it does not transfer money to municipalities if the actual project that are identified in those particular areas municipalities are not implemented. If that's the case, then I'm convinced that the department is beginning to be serious in terms of managing transfer that are transferred to municipalities. The other issue is that on the very same program, the department did not plan implementation of certain projects in the first quarter, second quarter, and the third quarter. I wanted to understand the reason why. The other issue which I need to, it must be clarified and unpacked, Chair, so that when we move here, there's no confusion. The issue of 11%. The issue of 11% of 100% of first quarter. The quota is divided in four. Under circumstances will be 25%, 25%, then it gives you 100% of it by the fourth quarter. We want to clarify in relation of this pyramid so that we understand it correctly. because you see, President, normally confuse you. The other issue, it's the in the last financial year, Chair, in terms of performance of the department, on the first quarter, I think it was around 12.5 or up just about 12%. And now the department has regressed 11%. I understand the issues that were raising, that there was a change of organizational structure, the votes, and all those things. The issue that I want to understand is that by the first quarter, because the work that should have been achieved in the first quarter automatically will be carried over to the following quarter by first quarter, can the department be able to give an indication whether there will be a movement in terms of progress of the work that has not been achieved in the first quarter by the third quarter? So that's what I wanted to understand, Chair. Sorry for being long.
Ngibonge Sihlalo, ngibonge nabo DJ, ngibonge ukuthi sisibambe le bayofona noma ayikho ithemba shemba ngilansela ngoba kuyimanje njengoba khuluma nani nje kunendawo lana ekade angizwe reporter ko-Zville o-Westfall o-58 o-54 o-19 o-9 o-la major egoli angaze ngizwe lutho ukuthi khona okwenzekile. So ngaleyo ndlela bengicela ukuthi nempela singathi uma ngabe sikhuluma lobesakanti sihambe sithanda ukukhuluma noma sifuna ukubuka inkinga inhloso yokuthi sikhuluma ayikho into ebuhlungu kona abantu bakithi i-South Africa i-20 years democracy. Tholisa abanalutho futhi uma uthuthuzeka iningi lala bantu elibona kona balide nalenima ngabakithi futhi abamnyama kodwa awuboni ngempela ukuthi khokenza. Besicela ukuthi u-Deputy Minister enze sho ukuthi yalandelela lezi ndaba and omasipala akezange ukuba akutshela ukuthi okay ke okunye noma nabancisha abantu kodwa manje abalulekile. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you, Chairperson. My issue here is in relation to the issues that are raised pertaining to Eggville, Ward 4, Waterloo, Ward 58, Tongat, Ward 62, Inanda, Ward 54. But for the mere fact that someone is going to phone at the moment, really I no longer have any hope, because we are seen as, you know, people. We don't want to be seen as people who like to talk or who like to deceive, but we've been in this democracy for 20 years. It's really, really great that the Deputy Minister must see to it, that at least they emphasize to the municipality that we must make sure that people do get water. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. This portfolio committee is a critical one which deals with the life of people. If we start realizing that saving people is part of our success in our lives, it's great. Because when we go to the shop buying something to glow, the clothes or anything that makes you look nice, it's because of your saving people. But if always you come and complain there's no water there, there's no water, and then talking about one thing is something that is hurting sometimes. There's a problem that we're having that a DG. I don't know, we need to have a performance agreement with to the level turn it down. Because you know sometimes you just get an answer with a phone call.
and they will just want to impress you that they are working, but there's no work that is done. What we need, people must go down and give the true answers, good or bad, so that we have a plan to correct everything that we see is wrong. Not just to sit down and impress people, we are going to the podium and report things that are not happening. I think we must come with a plan on how we are dealing. We must have a person who is going to deal with issues that have been raised. If there's no, he gives you the wrong answer, and then the person must be accountable for giving you the wrong answer, because you are going back and forward. When you report all with that, Mom Kaul has answered the question for 3 times, 4 times, and then not getting answers. I think we must start rectifying the issues. What we need here, the problem is not considered, and we have challenges of water all over in South Africa. If we are going to come out and say where I come from, sometimes we have a man without water, and we know our challenges. Somewhere in Mosilo, you know, we owe Mahalis a lot of money, something like 60 million, which Mahalis has restricted water because of our debt. As people who are living there, and we come here and complain that people are not having water, but you can't go to them, assist the government, pay water so that the government can assist you also. So we must deal this, we must balance these issues, deal with the payment and deal with the people to pay and assist the government also. Somewhere we know what are the challenges, and then we must ask the government to deal with challenges. We don't say always, minister must go, deputy minister must go, deputy minister must go. We must go also ourselves as members of this committee to go and when we come back, we know we report something that we have seen ourselves as we are going to mediate. We will not look at honorable person to tell us the experience of being the counselor there, because we know everything. That is what they were dealing with, and we can assist us on how we can approach what is happening in Mali, because it was part of those things. So, Chair, I think we also need to come with a plan where we call municipalities to deal with this challenge of government is coping out money for water, people are paying salaries. We will always come and cry for there's no delivery, but we know the challenge. What is the challenge? So we must deal with it. If it comes to a push, we come with the, what do you call the, something like a law that will restrict that when the department has spoke out the money for water, it must be only for water, because there are those funds who you call them those who you can't touch if you don't use for that place. So we need to come with such a resolution that we need to have the restrictive measures on the money of water, because water is life. We were having a public hearings on environment. Out of 15 people, 10 will talk about water, not talking about the relevant issue that we are coming for. It's only water. We don't have water everywhere. Umalanga, KZN, not water everywhere. So we are having a challenge of water everywhere. What we need to do, the smaller the challenges, we must go straight to those challenges and address them. The department can't always go and bail people out. We must know what we have got money and what that money has been used for. I was just disappointed when I found the lady who said it's from the department is waiting for the book. She was so impressed when she told me, no, the water will be there in January, September. And what I'm saying, I'm having people from Vietnam to change now. I think those people, they tell me like, so you know, it just tell something that somebody tells her, she didn't go straight to the problem. So we need people who must watch for people. And a person who will say, when I eat because I spent some food. That will assist us to work for our community. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
chairperson. But I would challenge me, Chair. I have a challenge here, a real challenge, because Deputy Minister, when there were presentations in the presentation of an annual plan and a performance plan, people said themselves, this committee did not say who this person is for this action to take place. Who has that action, Honorable Bojan? It's you. Just by this end of the quarter, we shall finish this and that and that. And the same person or same committee or the same management, let us put the same percentage, comes here and say, no, now I'm at 11%. I could not come to the front because of now it's a blame game. It's a blame game, BG. Now that you, no, because of that, of that, of that. But it's you, because when you plan, planning, you look at things that install you in the process. Since it's when you're building a dam, you know that there will be, sometimes there will be rainy season, there will be this and that and that and that. And then by this time, I shall have finished. By this time, I shall make this presentation. I suggest, or I think in the next presentation, next quarter, now because we're at 11%, people should tell us next quarter when they present their quarter reports, we are at 25% and we've added 3% from 11%. We're trying to cover the percentage we don't cover in the first quarter. The house should be a presentation. Isn't it? We are making some ways of making sure that the first percentage we did not meet, we are covering this way. As the Honorable Mabunda has put. That's how we should have worked. Isn't it that when it did not run well, when it was uphill, when it is downhill, run faster to cover the kilometer and time. When you were going uphill, you did not need. See, that's how you should be waiting. So because you said you are going to do the same, meet those things at a quarterly basis. Because really, of the year, we need the total 100%. No, that is why we are not spending. We're not spending, we're not employing, we're not building, we're not monitoring, because at the end of the day, so you will see the money has been spent. But where are the projects? No, nowhere to be found. That's my request, Chair.
Thank you.
I think, if I remember, it's the last person. So before DG and officials respond, I want to emphasize that although Fabians will fight with officials, we don't have to fight with them and him. Because sometimes it is not them. They put the target and the delays that are caused sometimes by committee themselves. So this is also very the issue of building of houses. When I think Umate raised that they didn't, people themselves said, as we don't want this design, want our own design. Sometimes issues are caused by communities themselves. I want to also talk about example made, or which was raised, it is here in the presentation, that public works sometimes. It says submission is very slowly from public works, and that is another delay. And over the weekend, there is going to be a summit, which is the local government summit, if I'm not mistaken. As if that local government summit is going to assist us, because there is money given to municipalities. It is big money, which sometimes is not used for public design. It is used for other things, like salaries. And
because?
Yes, sometimes it's not the officials of water and sanitation who attend to those, because those are politicians. That's elected by you. Sometimes that we must attend to them as politicians. The question raised by this week that says there is a lot of vandalism in our communities. This thing of each of them, sometimes it's deliberate that they vandalize taps, so that those taps is something that I've heard from Limpopo. Communities themselves were telling us that they vandalize deliberately so that those big tents can be able to get money. Those are things that are supposed to be addressed by countries themselves. So we can't allow much, as I know that from here we've learned a lot. With these 3 months we've learned a lot. The question of job creation You are right, honorable members. 11% is not enough. But I've learned something that maybe for each project, you must specify how many jobs are created for each project, how many are permanent, how many are casual. So it comes in the next quarter, I promise, you are going to see, in fact, after this oversight, you will see, you won't come back fighting with us in the next quarter. Because you will see that there is a lot in the municipalities that needs to be done. And we are going to drive that also. Myself, because sometimes you cannot but yourself water and sanitation alone. It needs integration of all these departments are involved. Human government, local government, and us. And that summit, I think, is going to assist us. Because we're all going to be there and come up with resolutions that are going to address some of these issues. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I get at some point, you know, South Africa is, if I'm not mistaken, is the only country in the whole world that builds houses for people, for free. Whether we can sustain that going forward is a big question I'm having. I don't know what other people have in mind. And again, this is an issue that Deputy Minister is talking about that talks fundamentally to continuing with our development model that talks to doing things for them instead of doing things with them. When you do it with them, there is a big sense of ownership. So as government, we also have a responsibility as we conduct our work. We also infuse the developmental model that talks to doing it with them. Because if we don't have our people on board in these programs that we are engaged or doing, we are forever going to find ourselves in this kind of problems that the Premier was referring to. And this is something we must also infuse as part of our programs as we go forward. Doing it with them. And it talks pretty much to consultation. I just thought, you know, one must really earnestly make that point. Otherwise, it is going to be a vicious cycle that takes us nowhere.
Chair, once again, thank you, Chair. Once again, I'm going to rely on some of our DDGs to make inputs as we move forward in responding to the questions. There's just one question. I'm trying to find it in my notes. The report we give you today is just around water. We don't have sanitation included here at the moment. Sanitation, we're waiting for the Minister of DPSA to do the final determination. And it will be in the third and fourth quarter that sanitation will come in terms of our reporting. But we aren't, in terms of this first quarter report, covering sanitation. In fact, that still sits with the human settlements, Honourable Chair. The issues raised by Honourable Besson, we will wait for that letter which he indicates that he's going to send us around the rooftop is down. The issues raised by Honourable Alamzala, I don't think those we're looking for have responded to the sanitation as a separate program. The issues raised by Honourable Kondo around expenditure, and also they were raised by Honourable Nguni as well. I'm going to ask the CFO, Tubby Seng, to respond to those. And the other issues raised by Honourable Kondo around the whip down, I will ask Zambia to deal with that. I'm not too sure whether he was looking, Honourable Makondo was looking for a response in terms of the powerful copy in particular, but I can ask DDG my thumb rule, just to reflect on top of COP. That's where the Honourable Chair, where the lady fell into that well and died.
No, I was not there looking for an
okay.
order.
No, that's fine. Okay, then I'll ask it right. Thanks, Chair. And you did make reference to thanks, Chair. Okay, then I'll stop there and I'll just ask the my colleagues to respond. And I see that DDG Lindu and Lusanga is back, and I'll just check with her while the others are answering whether she's got those answers for Honourable Kaula. Thanks, Chair. Lovely, sir.
Thank you, Chair. In relation to the question by the Honourable Member in terms of the projection of the expenditure, on page 10, indeed, compared to the previous financial year, at this time of the year, we are sitting at 13%, and this year, we are sitting at 11%. If you look at the two colors on page 10, the graph, the blue indicates if we were to deal with the straight line approach, we would be sitting at 25%, and on the second quarter we'll be sitting at 50%, and on the third quarter we'll be sitting at 75% and 100% on the last quarter. However, as a department, we are driven by projects, which are driven by circumstances on the ground. And according to our projections are indicated in a red line, which where we are at the end of the first quarter, we are sitting at 11%, and in the second quarter, we will be sitting at 31%, and the third quarter will be 50%, and the last quarter will be the 100%. I've indicated some of the areas which has affected our spending for this first quarter. One of the issues that we have already indicated on the Department of Public Works, because most of these areas are external sectors that have contributed. When we look at the issue of CETA, we could not process the payment during that time because CETA, it was its financial year closure. At the time when it's our first quarter, for them they are closing the books. So in terms of bus, logis, and pickup, the systems at that time, they are not working. And therefore it affects our spending trend on the other side. The second factor that is contributed by the financial year is the issue of the municipalities. We do transfer years in terms of DORA, and the municipal financial year is also starting when we do our first quarter. So most contributing was the transfers of the M-Week. In instances where there is no compliance in DORA, we do not transfer. Then we withdraw, we withhold the money that had to be transferred. And therefore, it had the impact because then it didn't go out from our coffers. But also, I need to indicate that the more strength tightening that we put in place as controls will definitely affect our expenditure, because we are not in the position to transfer where we can see that there is no compliance in terms of the reporting. Another external factor that has contributed is the payment of GCIS, where we only received the amount of 8.7 in June from GCIS, and those monies have already been spent in July. And then the last one in terms that has contributed further is the SLA on IT matters, the contract between the department and the service provider. At the time, it was not signed. As much as we had the number of invoices, but we could not process the invoices without the SLA being signed, because if we do that, it will lead to the irregular exchange. And therefore, until such a SLA was signed, it was only then we then managed to process the payment. And I do give the commitment and to indicate that in June, because most of those who have received in June, some of these payments have already been effected, and some will be effected at the end of September. So with the second quarter, there will be a pickup, and also on the third quarter, it will be reported. Thank you, Chair. I think just to add on the issue of the sanitation, it goes with the budget. The budget of sanitation will only be incorporated into our budget after the adjustment estimate of the card that will be in October.
Thanks. The work was planned for both domestic and industrial. I think there is a 50-50 split there. Now, the funding model, as I indicated, that where there are commercial leaders, because the figures, the reality is that it cannot absorb all the needs on the ground, especially for major case projects. But we then discuss those potential commercial leaders in that particular area, and then they sign that they will then pay. Then that gives PCK an assurance that the money will be recovered. But then also gives the capital market now the assurance that the money will be recovered. Now, in this case, the state has paid more than 50%. It has paid its allocation. The work in the whole construction of the dam amounting to 3.4 was paid through the fiscal. Seeing also that there are delays in terms of now the pipelines, which are supposed to be funded to date, the state has also contributed almost 2 billion already for 2C, phase 2C, and some money for phase 2B and 2D. But I think this is where so far the state can go. We have tried again, we have put another bid, but the reality is that we know that we may not get all the money. And it has been indicated that there are serious water challenges in that area, especially the ENF, which is supposed to supply the Mwakomo and Bulukwan. We know the situation around that area as well. So the challenge now is, how do we get money quickly so that we get in there, we finish all these phases maybe within a period of years. That's what we are looking at. We are hoping we may still get money from other avenues, failing which we will have to eventually approach the capital markets, which will also make the water very, very costly. We have to weigh those things.
Thank
you. Okay, sorry if I could just get, can I get the sender just to respond in terms of the query that you went up to?
Thank you, Chair. The white servant, it has been affected by drought. Yes. So because of that, that is why the short-term solution has been the temporary.
Yes, it's a temporary solution.
When is that happening? When is that solution happening?
It's happening now. It is made call May say that the temporary blood region out. But the eastern chain is the temporary solution. I think maybe it's a matter of communication also to also alert the community when in eastern way the east has been
angibonga isihlalo wami bakithi ungadlalwa ngathi ngesuku kuthiwa ngingadlalwa ngegeja kulilini before ngize la ekombini ngifonile basho ngalosensimbi okwesibili esenjoba ngisho ukuthi kudlalwa ngathi la yabo ngikushiso ukuthi mase ngibuze ukuthi ngabona masebekwabanye labo bona bethi ngibuze ukuthi kungani amanzi ningawatholi bathi kuthiwa ingoba bathiwa umgwaqo so kunamapayipi njengoba kwakhiwa le kunamapayipi anqamukile litshela okwesibili kukhumbule bafethu banisibona sila ukuthi yake sinitshele kade siyini sinitshezile umphakathi hayi abe udlala bathi laphaya kwezumgwaqo lithela khona umuntu obizwa kuthiwa i-CLO logadezonkelezo zinto ngesikhathi ipayipi linqamuka lo muntu uholelwa umasipala lakhe imali yakhe ngayifanisho neye-labour lowo muntu enogadi ukuthi uma ngabe kuipayipi likusetshelwa nqamuka sekhani uyahlona lakhe ngangokuthi uma ngabe kubona bethele usuku inkonto hambe ishayisa ngo-4 yena kahambe esayithini kungalifaka leli payipi yabo seqonda ukuthi ngiyayizwa impendulo yakho kodwa ngifuna ukusho ukuthi this is a liar green liar lesizulu amanga kusaqhutshelwa ngakho ukuthi abantu basemakhaya kuthatho zonke ukuthi zipukuzi abantu abangasile emakhaya ngoba abakwazi ukukhuluma babonga noma yini abalaza ama-rights abo bengicela ukusho ukuthi le nto ekhulunywa la ayikho njengoba ingekho ngiyabonga
Chairperson, the members of the enough of this afternoon to break.
please don't patronize us, don't be with us. Because before I arrived here, I made a call and I was given the same explanation. I was told that the pipes are broken because there's a road that's being constructed there at the moment, so that's why. The pipes are broken. An individual called CLO, that individual's job is to make sure that they stay even behind after hours to make sure that there's a certain issue, a certain grievance, it has been solved immediately. But it's as if people from the rural areas are being taken for a ride. They are misled and they are constantly told lies. Their rights are being violated. So I appreciate this explanation, but this is not true because this is not the case.
Okay. Let's get more if there are any further sponsors.
But sir, before the response,
on that same issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
In relation to dwarf, sir. I understand the response and I think it is an honest response, but the issue which was not heard is that if government has played its part on the agreement and the private sector is no longer coming in and government now is looking for resources to continue the project so that our people get water. What then happens to the agreement is that the mining companies are there. They are going to lose that water that is in there. And I'm saying, in the near future, it is very important that when we get into this private partnership, we need to look into these things so that when these things happen, government is able to have an insurance, particularly from the private sector. Because it's a problem, Chair. If government has played its part and the private sector is reneging and it's taking long, and our people are not getting water. Thanks.
No, Chair, I'm on the issue of Mom Kaul. Chairperson, no. Mom Kaul knows the reason why there was no water there. And that is not the competition of the department. If she must just raise the issue straight and request whom can I get the numbers, maybe from the municipality, and report that thing so that people get the water. Now we are having two answers. There is a drought. Maybe it is not yet affecting the place, but something is coming. But we must really not abuse the committee for issues that we can raise outside. Thank you.
I think what we need to do first is that outside meeting, let's pursue those issues, and then we see how far we go. Otherwise, we are not going to be
succeed in having a dialogue in a meeting, whether who is telling the truth or not. I will find that approach.
Yes, I agree 100%. The police has asked for contact numbers. I'll go out and gather more information. Email them for the better issue. Otherwise, you know.
Now we go to Mama. We go to where the Bukuni Kunis or Abakuni Kunis. Logo Matukpol, Master Switchy, Yasedenda. As Konu Kalenda in the Anusi. Sit Konu Polikuni, so in the Anusi. On a matter of this nature. Ongumba or Tawapana or Kuskuma. So it is Paul also, Mama Uti. Obani Lava. Kumele sikhuluma nabo ngabo ukuze sithole nabo labo be-department bahlanganise baxhumanise labo bakho kunye nalaba baxhumana nabo ukuze sithole kahle ukuthi kwenzekani. Njengoba ngisho-ke ukuthi mhlawumbe loko kwenzeke afuna ukuthi kwenze manje la emhlanganweni. Babukalo, do you want to conclude on the matter?
Yes, Honorable Chair, thank you very much. Now, I just wanted to advise that we must not use statements like members are abusing the committee when they are resigned. I don't think that kind of a statement is proper. Thank you, Chair.
I think the issue, without really being, without having to derail on the issue is that the matter that we are dealing with here, a matter that we are not able to conclude upon. So I think we need to follow as I've requested, and I take it, I listened to Bahum Poshane. He's also made an example about his own experiences as we speak now. Because it can go on and on and on. Until we are able to link those that we relate with on the ground there to the officials of the department or the people that the department link up with, whether those are municipal officials or not. Those are the details that we will obviously get outside of the meeting. We shall not be able to get to that nitty-gritty. I was just wondering if there is any other issue. Obviously, what we are going through, it is work in progress. Mandela was saying, we have a meeting next week, both an oversight visit and also a joint meeting with rural development and land reform. And also the agriculture department. Now that is taking place in Johannesburg next week, Thursday and Friday, that joint meeting. The study group sits, the oversight visit sits on a Monday, on a Tuesday, sorry. But we shall be expected to arrive on Monday late because we want to go there first morning and we shall sleep in Pretoria. And then the rest of the other days, we shall be sleeping on Tuesday until Friday. We shall be sleeping at the Pretoria Hotel next to our Tambo Airport. So that whatever plans we have, we are able to plan those having that at the back of our mind. Before we break 30 minutes, I want to say something.
She's looking that direction, the sun is a bit confused. She's looking at that direction. Sir, I want to thank you, especially you, for understanding issues of water and sanitation. And I also want to thank the members. Maybe even for raising these issues by assisting us. So that you know what's happening on the ground. Mamu, sometimes we take the blame
So it's not us, but we cannot say it's not us. We take the blame. I think Honorable Balindela was a premier before, and she knows what happened on the ground. We find most of the time capacity, lack of capacity in our municipalities. For instance, what municipality is raising, building up the roads? How can one build roads? There is no build roads in the department. How can one build roads you can't buy? It's the capacity. It's the problem of municipality. It can't be us. But we cannot say to you, it's not us. We take the blame. Yes, but it's government. And I think in the next report, because we are 2 months old in this department, that is myself and the minister, we are working on these issues. We will go back and look at these matters. And I think even after this summit, we will raise the issues that we are raising. So they are all important. Yeah. It's painful when officials are called liars. Very painful. The pain to Orbukano for the comment. It's very painful because they are not lying sometimes. They get information from the municipality. Municipalities, most of the time, they lie to us. And we need your assistance to go to these municipalities, do oversight, and then you get the answers. And so that we work together. And I want to take all of you, thank the officials also, for their time.
But I think that all the issues that are raised, painful to all of us. But what I would like, we want everybody all the time to get water. And we are taking him with us when we hear that there is no water in some area. Thank you very much.
Point of correction. Ngikhonza ukuthi ngicela ukulungisa la. Angihlange khona. Guys laba hlala nabo la. Ngingaveza ukuthi la. Laba sinabo la bakhombisa ukuthi bawuthanda umphakathi. Aphansi engithi banamanga. Yilaba bangemuva. Enye into engifuna ukuyilungisa la kahle, kungaphumi la sekunesikhombisile. Enye into, ibona baqaba amanga, yabona, and besiba nesinqumo bengizosicela la kusihlalo. Kuthi usihlalo wami bengizocela ukuthi ngisangathi ngalo ukuthi ngelinye ilanga, ngesikhathi masukuma imali yaminye iminyango, ngoba phela ithi sikhuluma ngamazi, sikhuluma ngamathoyilethi, azalwa yindlu. Ukuthi athi nalaba baba-housing ngelinye ilanga isibenzeka. Ngesibabize, sixoxe together, sinawona. Ngoba awo ukhandini lowa noma umdlala loya. Cela ukudlula lapha sengizokuthi ngithi niyawudrowa imeli igama lakhe ukuthi nithi mina ngisho kulo mntwana noma ngisho kulo phambi kwami ukuthi kulo kudlala unamanga. How come ukuthi basiba namanga abantu bakhombisa ukuthi ngoba even yena udeputy minister uyakhombisa ukumisha since ngangena kule committee. Even ushephashi mize ngisho ukuthi aboshephakeni kule committee ngeke uzibona ukuthi ama-political ahlukene. So manje ngiphatha kambi ka ngicela ukuxoxa manje.
Okay, umama is withdrawing the word.
No, I'm not withdrawing. I'm not throwing my word. I withdraw.
Mama, mshawundi, parisha kwenye sindi. Mshawundi, kandi teki saindoma. Kinaga logu le information sinigwani. Kipela sisi na kuni, sisi zoni kani za imeko iji. Kandi sumanela. Nisumanjwa. Ayiyo iba ngathi sithi abaqokayo so kangaba uthi awusithi hayi ngakwethu mazixolise kodwa ke thina apha mandiyithethele ukufana njengoba ngexesha siyabethwa sibethwa naphaa kulaasembli kabukuli questions kanti inkinga iphako ngasipala and asithi mama ayo ayisithi siyaphendula soba buhlungu siyazi uba yisithi but siyaqela ke into yokokuba anisenzi i-oversight njengani ngiqinisekile into yokokuba sekosiza njengabi bashonomvula ndiyayazi mama ukuthi basilapha uyasinyama ukuthi siyasebenza sinenyanga zithi athi xa silapha nominisa but kunize sikwenzile ngenguqu esiyenzile kuninje kakhulu and siyatsho ukuthi sizaqiniseka into yokuba obu buxoti kubangela uba nathi ngabaxoti bamba kanjena into mamutsha wena mama umhlawu
Thank you.